AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says President Trump needs to go.
This is urgent. This is emergency of the highest magnitude.
Pelosi wants the 25th Amendment used to remove the president from office.
If the vice president and the cabinet do not act, the Congress may be prepared to move forward with impeachment.
Pelosi has the support of Illinois Republican Congressman Adam Kinzinger.
The president is unfit, and the president is unwell, and the president must now relinquish control of the executive branch voluntarily or involuntarily.
This follows the deadly violence yesterday at the Capitol. President-elect Joe Biden says this was part of President Trump's continued attacks on democracy. As for the people who stormed the Capitol,
don't dare call them protesters. They were a riotous mob, insurrectionist, domestic terrorists. It's that basic. It's that simple.
Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says she is resigning. In Wilmington, Delaware, President-elect Biden announced he's nominating Merrick Garland for Attorney General. He says Garland will not be his personal lawyer.
Your loyalty is not to me. It's to the law, the Constitution, the people of this nation, to guarantee justice.
A source tells the AP the mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh, is the Biden choice to be the next labor secretary. And the governor of Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, is the choice for commerce secretary. On the same day as the Capitol attack, the country registered more coronavirus deaths in a single day than ever before, nearly 3,900. California reported a record two-day total of 1,042 coronavirus deaths. California's death toll since the start of the pandemic rose to more than 28,000. Arizona reported nearly 300 coronavirus deaths, a pandemic high. This is AP News. Because of the violence at the Capitol, some countries have issued travel warnings to the U.S.
Australians are urged to avoid U.S. protests following what Prime Minister Scott Morrison describes as rather disturbing scenes in the U.S. Malcolm Turnbull, who was Australian Prime Minister when Trump came to office and was replaced by Morrison in 2018, was much stronger in his condemnation, describing Trump as a narcissistic bully who's only interested in his own power. Other friendly countries were similarly shocked at what they described as an attack on American democracy. Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted, "Disgraceful scenes in US Congress." I'm Zeria Shakili.
Jailed Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Joshua Wong was arrested on a new charge under the national security law, while an American rights lawyer, John Clancy, who was detained in a sweeping crackdown, was granted bail. The arrest drew condemnation from the UN, the US, and Europe. Ed Donahue, AP News.